Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the English Study Academy English Learning Podcast. I'm Jason. I'm here with my always amazing co-host, Anastasia, who has finally gotten her sleeping schedule back on track.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, and today is, well, for me, today is July the 5th. It is a Sunday. For you, though, it is...
It is the 6th of July.
Yeah, so it's Monday. Yeah, you're in the future.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What is it like in the future? Is the world a better place? Do we have flying cars yet?
Not really better place.
Dang. Oh, well.
Yeah.
There goes that. Okay, so guys, today our episode is going to be all about the 4th of July. Now, I know the 4th of July has already passed, but because of our recording schedule, we missed it by a day. But the 4th of July is a really important day for America and for Americans. Now, Anastasia, do you know what is the 4th of July?
So it is the Independence Day in America.
Yeah, it's America's birthday.
Yeah.
Now, does Russia have a birthday?
I'm
sorry, the Russian Federation. Does the Russian Federation have a birthday?
Yes. But it's not that important.
Oh, really?
I don't really remember the date. Maybe the 12th of June or July.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, America's birthday. America's birthday isn't the most important, but I think so far as summer holidays go, it is very important. We get a day off from work, which is cool. And, right now, things are a little crazy because of coronavirus. But in normal circumstances, it would be a day where all Americans get together with their families, their friends. We eat tons of food. We usually go shopping. You know, it's a very American holiday, right? And then at nighttime, we watch a huge, gigantic fireworks display.
Wow.
It's pretty exciting. I know. It doesn't sound exciting when I describe it this way, but it's really exciting, trust me.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting holiday because we also have some, I don't really know, we maybe also have some fireworks, but we do not have like family dinner and shopping, special shopping for this holiday. So it sounds very exciting for me.
Yeah. Well, and so, okay, you mentioned family dinner. The thing about 4th of July family dinner and lunch, it's not like other holidays, you know, like Christmas, for example, where everyone sits around the table and you're dressed kind of nice and maybe you say a prayer and, you know, everyone partakes in the feast. This is totally different. We eat a bunch of junk food.
Really?
But I mean, it tastes delicious. But yeah, like, so the things that Americans eat the most on the 4th of July are hot dogs. Do you know what an American hot dog is?
In Russia, we also have hot dogs.
You
but
do?
But I didn't know that it... Yes, of course. It's like a sausage in a... what do you call it? In a piece of bread with a sausage, ketchup, and other stuff,
But an American hot dog... See, you said the word sausage. Now, sausages are like big, juicy, delicious. But hot dogs are like a budget sausage. They're very skinny. You don't even have to cook them. You just eat it right out of the package.
Go ahead. I didn't know that it is the most popular kind of food for the Independence Day.
Yeah. Americans eat on July 4th 150 million hot dogs.
Oh my god.
That's crazy, right? I think it's crazy. Now, actually, this year, I did not eat any hot dogs this year, believe it or not.
Because of coronavirus?
Yes, because of coronavirus. I actually felt, I felt a little like it wasn't really 4th of July because I didn't eat any hot dogs. But I don't know. Next year, I'll just have to eat. Yeah, exactly. It's very sad. Next year, I'll just eat twice as many. I'll make up for it.
Yeah, I think it's a good plan.
Yeah. Okay, and so and fireworks.
So, what other food is popular during this holiday?
Okay, so hot dogs, obviously, but we also have a lot of other like quintessential American foods, such as hamburgers or cheeseburgers. We also, of course, right? All Americans eat hamburgers, and we also eat a lot of salads. So, when you think of a salad, what do you think of?
Vegetables, chopped vegetables with some sauce.
Yeah, so Americans, they like to put anything in a bowl and call it a salad. So we have like potato salad. And that's just a bunch of chopped up potatoes. Did this exasperate you to think of a potato salad?
Hello?
Oh, I'm still here. Are you there? Oh no! Are you there?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
here.
Great. Sorry, everyone. We've had some Skype problems. Okay, so I was saying that Americans chop up and anything and put it in a bowl and call it a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so we have like potato salad. Can you imagine what that is?
Potato, but no, I cannot imagine.
Okay, so it's a bunch of potatoes.
Like.
In a bowl.
Fried?
No. Well, they're boiled. Usually boiled, yeah. Fried potato. That actually sounds pretty good. Some fried potatoes. But no, these are just, they're boiled. Then you dice them up. You put it in a bowl with some mayonnaise, maybe some mustard, and that's it.
Wow.
Okay, but we also have like egg salad.
Egg salad. So I know some salads with.
Okay, tell me.
And eggs. With an egg, but
No, so this is the main ingredient is eggs. So like you're talking about a salad with like some vegetables and then some cut up eggs inside it or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So and, this is
you have the salad mostly of
mostly all eggs, exactly. Eggs. And so we take the eggs, we hard boil the eggs, we dice them up, we throw the eggs in a bowl with some mayonnaise and mustard. And that's your egg salad.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you're starting to get there's like a pattern here, right? We put something with mayonnaise and mustard and that's the salad. But then, okay. But we have another salad that doesn't have mayonnaise and mustard in it. And this is a fruit salad. Apples, oranges, grapes. It's up to the chef. And yeah, I mean, I think that's probably like that seems more like a salad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just fruits instead of vegetables.
Yeah. For example, hot dogs and hamburgers. Do you cook them themselves, or you buy it?
I think that so it's not we don't make the patties. So when you get a hamburger, the piece of meat. We call that a hamburger patty. And we don't make the patties. Some people do. I would say some people do. But I think most people just buy a frozen patty. And so all you got to do is take it out of the package and throw it on the barbecue.
I see.
And a barbecue is like, it's like this big metal contraption that you fill with charcoal, which is burned up wood. And then you set the wood on fire. And then it cooks your meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
It's very like, it's very, it's like quintessentially American, I think, to have a barbecue.
Yeah, I think a lot of films reflect this barbecue.
Yeah, right? Like you got the dad and he has the apron on and it probably says like world's best dad. And he's flipping the hurt burgers. Yeah, so, okay. So that brings us to our dialogue for the day. And our dialogue is going to actually be about an American barbecue. And we have a bunch of cool vocabulary and phrases. And I guess we'll just get right into it. And we'll probably do it a couple times. And I'll put the notes for the dialogue in the show notes on the website so everyone can read along. Are you ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready. Let's go. Hello! Welcome to our 4th of July family cookout.
Hi, Jason. We brought an apple pie. Where should we put it?
Wow, thank you. That looks delicious. Go ahead and put it over there, on the table. Are you guys thirsty? We've got cold drinks in the cooler.
Yes, I'm parched. It's super hot today. You must be mountain standing by the barbecue.
It isn't too bad. I've just got the coals nice and hot, and I'm throwing some fresh burgers on the grill right now. How would you like yours? Medium rare? Medium?
Medium well, please.
Got it. Your burger will be ready in a minute. All right. Let's do that one more time for the listeners. Hello. Okay. Welcome to our 4th of July family cookout.
Hi, Jason. We brought an apple pie. Where should we put it?
Wow, thank you. That looks delicious. Go ahead and put it over there on the table. Are you guys thirsty? We've got cold drinks in the cooler.
Yes, I'm parched. It's super hot today. You must be mountain standing by that barbecue.
Oh, it isn't too bad. I've just got the coals nice and hot, and I'm throwing some fresh burgers on the grill right now. How would you like yours? Medium rare? Medium?
Medium well, please.
Got it. Your burger will be ready in a minute. All right, excellent. I'm so excited. That was our first really successful dialogue. So, Anastasia, do you have any questions about the vocabulary or phrases that we came across in our dialogue?
I do not have any questions, but some words were new for me and phrases.
Okay. So I guess let's just go line by line, and we'll look at all the kind of tricky words and phrases that we come across. So the first line, hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to our 4th of July family cookout. So a cookout, this is just another word for a barbecue. And a barbecue is just an event where everyone gets together and cooks some food outside. Now, do you guys have barbecues in Russia?
I think a kind of barbecue, but we don't call it like barbecue. It's like shashlyki in Russia. So we have some meat that we put on a special metal stick and fry them.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So we have something similar in English. Those metal sticks that you put the food on are called skewers.
Oh, maybe, but I didn't know this word.
Yeah. Cool. Great. So yeah, skewers or metal sticks. I think both work. All right. So the next line in our dialogue, hi, Jason, we brought an apple pie. Where should we put it? Okay. So an apple pie. I think this is like the most quintessential American dessert, right? I'm sure you've heard of apple pies. There's the infamous movie, right? American Pie.
Yeah.
Have you seen this movie before?
Just some little parts of the film.
So
not the whole.
Yeah. Well, I have a student in Moscow, and he told me a couple of weeks ago, Jason, I just saw the movie American Pie. I didn't even know you could do that with a pie. And we had a conversation. I had to tell him, not all Americans do that. Don't worry. Oh no, we're gonna lose our clean tag on the podcast thing. All right. Anyway, okay. So then our next line. Wow, that looks delicious. Delicious just means it looks like it would be good to eat. And I say, go ahead and put it over there on the table. Yeah. And then I mentioned that we've got cold drinks in the cooler. Anastasia, do you know what a cooler is?
Oh, so it's like a refrigerator for some drinks?
Yeah. Well, so a refrigerator is quite fancy. And some people do have drink refrigerators. But for most mm-hmm. Americans, a cooler is just a plastic box filled with ice.
Ah.
Yeah. And then you just throw your drinks in
there. Yeah, I also saw it. Yeah, I also saw it in movies.
In the movies, right? I think like every family has a cooler or three. Okay, and then you said, yes, mm-hmm. I'm parched. Now, this is a very useful phrase. When someone says they're parched, what do they mean?
That they are very thirsty.
Exactly. And so whenever you're very thirsty, if you want to spice things up a bit, you can say, oh, I am parched. And it just means I'm super thirsty.
Yeah, its phrase was the new for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's so something, you know, I wanted to bring into our dialogues is not just vocabulary, because individual vocabulary words are mm-hmm. cool. But you know when your English really takes off is when you have phrases. You know, like things that you can just throw out and people say, "Wow, that guy really knows English," or "that girl really knows English." Okay, and then you said, you must be melting standing by that barbecue. Now, am I literally melting mm-hmm. like a popsicle?
Oh, so it's also very hot, like.
Exactly. It just means I'm super hot and I'm all sweaty and gross.
Yeah.
All right. And so then I go on to mention that I ask you how you'd like your burger. A burger means the meat for the hamburger. Would you like yours medium, rare, mm-hmm. or medium? And you said,
I also knew rare, medium, and well. And I've never heard about medium rare, medium well.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can guess, right? Like medium rare would be in between medium and rare.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then medium well yeah. is in between medium and well. And then... Yeah. But, you know, something that some Americans say, if they want theirs rare, they'd say, I'd like it bloody as hell.
Yeah.
Which is pretty gross, I think. It sounds gross to me. But some people yes. love it.
Yeah. It's and very brutal.
It is brutal, right? And then yeah. at the other end of the spectrum, if somebody wants it well done, they might just say, I'd like you to burn it to a crisp. Or, you know, make it burnt to a crisp. Yeah, so yeah. those are the two, like, the far ends of the spectrum. Now, in real life, how would you like your burger cooked?
I'd like my burger to be well, because I don't like any blood.
Yeah, me too. I'd probably say, like, well. Maybe medium well, but probably well.
Yeah. So crispy as, well, I've forgotten.
You could say burnt to a crisp. Oh, but you could, what you're saying was good. You could say like, you know, crispy as, and then put something in like, you'd say like crisp like toast or I don't know, something.
Yeah.
But yeah, burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
Or you could just say crispy.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Now, guys, we had a ton of vocabulary in that dialogue. And don't worry, I'm going to put the dialogue, along with all the vocabulary, up on EnglishStudy.academy. Just click on podcasts, and you'll see our episode 2 there. Now, Anastasia, before we go, I feel that we'd be remiss to not include some 4th of July trivia. So I'm going to ask you some questions. I think you already know the answers, but you can pretend that you don't.
Okay.
So, many people don't know this, but actually 3 American presidents have died on the 4th of July. Do you know who those presidents were?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you first, can you name 3 American presidents at all?
Yeah, I know Barack Obama.
Yeah.
George Bush,
yeah,
Bill Clinton, JF Kennedy. I
oh
know
my gosh,
lots.
You know a lot.
Yeah.
But you didn't name the most infamous of all.
Whom do you mean?
Donald Trump, the current president.
Yeah, I did it on purpose because.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll leave that discussion to another podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so the three presidents that have died on July 4th were actually some of the earliest presidents. We have Thomas Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
very famous, right? He's the guy on the $20 bill. We have John Adams, the second president. They actually died on the same day in 1826.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Two presidents died on the same day.
Yeah.
And then James Monroe, he's much less famous, but if any of you study American history, you know he's responsible for the Monroe Doctrine. And he died mm-hmm. in 1831, so just 5 years after Jefferson and Adams.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we haven't had a president who died on July 4th ever since. So I guess, you know, the curse mm-hmm. has been broken. But we also have one president who was born on July 4th.
What now, president?
Now, this is actually a president who has been kind of sidelined in history. He's not very important, you know, by mm-hmm. historical standards. And that is Calvin Coolidge. He was born in 1872.
I've never heard about this president.
Yeah, he's not important. Except for our trivia game today. All right, cool. Well, you know, that's all I have for you. Oh, hey, let's do some recommendations. Do you have anything you'd like to recommend today?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sorry. No. That's okay. I do have a recommendation. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Have you ever used the app Duolingo?
Yes.
Now tell me your honest opinion.
I think this app is very, like, it's not hard to use this app because it's like a very interesting form of learning languages. I tried to learn some French using this app, and I think it's not very difficult to learn languages using this app, and I think that it's very interesting way of learning.
Yeah, I agree. It is interesting. So the reason I mentioned Duolingo is because back in, I think, January or February, I had written a review of Duolingo on English Study Academy. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about it. I think that on the one hand, Duolingo is definitely a useful app. And for learning languages such as English or some other European languages,
mm-hmm.
Duolingo has a lot of great features. Also, I think that probably the strongest aspect of Duolingo is mm-hmm. gamification. Now, do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah. It's like a game.
Yes.
Learning a language for you is like playing a game.
Yeah, and you actually are competing against other language learners.
Yes, you also have some rating.
Exactly. Yeah, and for those of you who have not discovered Duolingo yet, every week Duolingo tracks the number of minutes or hours and points that the time that you spend studying and the number of points that you accumulate while studying. And at the end of the week, you are ranked, and you can actually move between different ranks. I think they have like bronze, silver, gold, you know, diamond, mm-hmm. something like that. And so the more you study, the higher you score, and when you score high enough, you can move on to higher levels against more competitive language learners. And so it's pretty cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I think this app is very useful for those who are just beginners in learning English, and there are some very easy things at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So you may know language not very well, but using this app, you will understand more and more and more things.
Yes. And I think this is my complaint with Duolingo. I think that it is amazing for beginners. But once you reach a certain stage, you need to stop using the app and you need to actually talk to other people.
Yes, I agree. Because I tried to use this app for learning English, mm-hmm. but it was really easy for me.
Yes. And that's another thing. I think that I think that the gamification part, it can hook you on the app, but the actual learning can get a little, it can get a little boring. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to move on. So that's my recommendation. I think that if you're just getting started in English, or if you're stuck at home because of coronavirus and you just need something to do, get on Duolingo. Try it out. Yes. See if you like it. The best part is it's free, so you don't have to pay any money.
And also, I know another app, useful app.
Oh, tell me.
Ewa. I don't know. It calls Ewa. Ewa.
Ewa.
Yeah. But you should pay some money to use it.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting because there are some idioms, some phrases.
Nice.
Very modern mm-hmm. phrases that the teachers didn't teach us at schools, but these phrases are very interesting, very useful, and they use some parts of TV shows, movies, and cartoons, and other places, and there are a lot of examples of using this or that phrase, this or that idiom, from different TV shows, movies, and so it's easier for you to remember some phrase when you see just real examples of using it.
Dang, this is cool. Okay, so let me understand this app a little better. So it looks like you can get on the app, you can then. So are the purchases you don't buy the app, you buy the things inside the app?
No, you just pay for subscription for a month, for example, or for 6 months or for a year.
Dang.
But I don't think that it's very expensive.
Well, so you know, something that I've come to realize as I've gotten older is that sometimes, many times, free does not equate with good. You know, like, you have to pay a little bit of money in order to get a good product. Now, I see that Ewa has, they tout on their app page that there are thousands of books with audio, there are movie and TV snippets. So, are you able to read the books on the app?
So, I suppose yes. Yes.
Dang,
yes.
Cool.
There are some books.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And audiobooks. Yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Dang.
And also, it's interesting that these phrases are grouped by some, I don't know, by some topic or some situations.
Yes.
So, I like this app very much because sometimes it's very hard to remember some phrases or idioms. And here you can just remember the episode, the past, and during the conversation, you will remember something.
Yeah, that's great. You know, we need to do an episode on memory techniques.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good episode.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Dang, this is a great recommendation. Okay, so Ewa, the English, or I guess it's just a general language learning app. Ewa.
Yes.
Awesome recommendation. Thank you so much. I hadn't heard of this. I'm going to check it out.
It's not an advertisement.
Oh, yeah. I should mention, when we do these recommendations, we are not getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I wish I was getting paid.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. But speaking of getting paid, so if you mosey on over, that means go over to EnglishStudy.academy to check out our podcast archive, which at this point consists of two podcasts. We also have some articles about various English topics, punctuation, grammar, phrases. And there's a TESOL study course if you're interested in taking this TESOL study course. Make sure to plug in the discount code PODCAST2020. That's all capital letters, PODCAST 2020, and you get 20% discount. And with that, that's a wrap. So, hey, Anastasia, thank you so much for spending your Monday afternoon with me. I'll see you next time.
See you.
Bye-bye.